or HKX Mobile. KN4TFW. Frank in, how's your day so far?
Yep, it's good, it's dry.
Cleaning up here.
Coming from the south to the north, but the eastern edge of it is between Greenville and Spartanburg, so it's not raining up here in Spartanburg. Looks like it might be pretty clear most of the day.
Nice.
Plan for this hump day?
Done some new shops that they added to my list. They're still working on that, digging some of those out, finding out exactly where they're located.
A new shop list.
Out and survey the route, or they're supposed to. I don't think they do. I think they just look at it on map and Google, and that's it, because they're not paying attention to what the shops are. Are your parts and pieces for the shutdown yesterday?
It's got all that I needed, and I'm not short any right now.
Is that?
Need to start pretty early to do that, and then I'm ordering some other parts for another project we got going on, but it ain't starting for a while, so I should have plenty of time, hopefully. Going to look into that torque wrench probably today, the one that, you know, has interchangeable heads.
That old click type wrench, or is it the new digital stuff?
I believe it's a click type. Read a digital in some of the positions you got to get into.
You don't have to read the digital readout on it. It vibrates and lights up and tells you when you're there. The problem with the automotive is everything has gone to torque to yield, which is a stretch bolt. So you got to do angles on it, so you can't use just the old click type.
It's something unique and something special, right?
They're on everything now. And I mean, suspension bolts are one-time use bolts. A lot of it. Most every bolt on the car is one-time use now.
And that just to keep you from doing it yourself and to be able to make more money. And you can't go to the bolt store and get it.
I think you can go there, because I don't think they have any short yield bolts that I know of.
Shop Carson's, it says they don't have any automotive bolts.
It's raining up here.
Yeah, it looks like it's been bone dry for a while. I mean, the road's not even wet.
Smart enough, you probably hear it in the background.
Yep, I hear it.
These mountains.
Be raining all day long, your side of town, and pretty heavy, it said, at times.
Always amazed me the weather patterns are so different just because of these mountains right here.
Here in Greer, it's really weird, you know what I mean? It can... Sometimes the storms just split and go on each side, and they're just, you know, sometimes you look like it's a dead ringer to get wet, and then it's a mess.
Susan got planned for the weekend.
Up on Sunday, so I think it was either we're going to try to ride some mountain roads and look at some leaves, or she talked about maybe picking up some of the grandkids and going to that Denver Downs over there in Anderson, a little farm with a corn maze and that, because we're not going to be in town for Halloween.
Make fun. I always like the corn mazes and the fall festivals. I don't care much for the scary Halloween stuff, but I always enjoy the other part of it.
I have some good times. I had me an awesome Halloween costume, and I used to scare the kids and that when they came to the house, and I've scared a lot of moms with it.
Heart attacks, huh?
Kids walk by and tell their dad that they'll go to that house next year. They'll be 13.
Back up to Michigan for, I think your family or son up there, wasn't it?
Two. Kentucky to see the daughter and granddaughter. It's the granddaughter's birthday in November, and that, so we're going to go up there for that, and then that'll probably be the last time we get to go up there this year.
Good to see your granddaughter and your daughter.
My son in Michigan, he talked like they might try to come down around Thanksgiving and that, but he didn't know because this will be the first year that his girlfriend or fiance be celebrating the holidays without her mom. Her mom passed about a month ago, so you know the holidays would be pretty hard. They were a pretty close family.
No, for a fact it will be. This will be the first one without my mom.
Plane jumped about 10 cents.
Oh, where the top is going to be on that stuff, inflation and all the shipping changes, it's going to hit hard after the first of the year for sure.
Get that right, KN4 TFW. Saw where that pipeline broke out there in California, but it looked like a ship or something. It dropped anchor and it snagged it because it pulled the line 150 feet off of its, you know, off of its original spot.
For ATX. Well, you got so many of them anchored out there. How do you not?
About, you know, how long it had been leaking and that. And I'm thinking, man, if I'm pumping oil and I'm saying I'm pumping 1,000 gallons a minute and I'm only receiving 500 gallons a minute, you would think somebody would notice something was wrong, wouldn't you?
But, you know, you got to be paying attention first.
The water department out there in Colorado, you know, he could tell me, you know, hey, the pump says it's on, but it says I'm not pumping. And he could tell me if there was water on the floor in the station.
You would think that they would know for sure what they're pushing and receiving it. Otherwise, it'd stop.
Blame the pipeline company, you know, because it broke even though a ship hooked it and broke it. On that, and then, you know, they want to complain because it got in the water, and then you want to complain because it, you got the pipe over land.
Shut it down. That's it. They just do away with it. We don't need that.
Now, so I'm going to have to say 73. Hope you have a good day and try to stay a little bit dry anyway. And I'll try to catch you this evening. KN4 TFW.
I was just getting ready to tell you I'm coming up on my black hole. So you have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4 ATX, and I'll be clear. 73 kids.